Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The first mystery. In this first Sunday of Lent, the Church gives us Jesus facing temptation in the desert as our model. Now we all face temptation, even Jesus, though he is God, experienced it, so he understands what we go through. Immediately after his baptism, he enters the desert to pray and fast for 40 days in preparation for his public ministry, and there the devil tempts him. If you are the Son of God, tell these stones to turn into bread. Jesus responds, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. The first temptation is one of disordered priorities, turning material needs into life's highest concern. Jesus teaches that our first priority must be a relationship with God, speaking to him, listening to him, and simply spending time with him each day. And when we do this, everything else finds its proper place. But the devil whispers a different message. That's unrealistic. You need to take care of yourself first, your work, your health, your rest. You can always make time for God later. He'll understand. But is that true? When we put off prayer, placing worldly concerns first, do we truly find peace? Or do we become enslaved to the tyranny of the urgent, constantly postponing the one thing that will actually give us peace? Time with God. Here Jesus shows us the way, God first, always. Everything else will follow. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The second mystery. In the second temptation, the devil says, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, because Scripture says, He will put His angels in charge of you, and they will support you on their hands in case you hurt your foot against a stone." Jesus responded, saying, "Scripture also says, you must not put the Lord your God to the test." In a sense, Satan says, "Make God prove He is God." Jesus responds, "You must not demand that God prove who He is. Instead, you should prove yourself worthy of God." Pope Benedict, in his book, Jesus of Nazareth, has a profound insight about this temptation. He writes, "We try to make God submit to an experiment. He is tested, just as products are tested. He must submit to the conditions that we say are necessary if we are to believe. The arrogance that would make God an object and impose our laboratory conditions upon Him is incapable of finding Him. For it already implies that we deny God as God, placing ourselves above Him, by no longer acknowledging as real anything other than what we can experimentally test and understand. To think like that is to try to make oneself God. Christ did not cast Himself down from the pinnacle of the temple. He did not tempt God, but He did descend into the abyss of death, into the night of abandonment, and into the desolation of the defenseless. He ventured this leap as an act of God's love for men. And so He knew that, ultimately, when He leaped, He could only fall into the kindly hands of the Father. This brings to light the real meaning of Psalm 91. If you follow the will of God, you know that in spite of all the terrible things that happened to you, you will never lose a final refuge. You will know that the foundation of the world is love, so that even when no human being can or will help you, you may go on trusting in the one who loves you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The third mystery. In the third temptation, Satan offers Jesus an earthly kingdom. But to gain it, he must throw away, he must forget about the kingdom of God. Here again, Pope Benedict writes, "No kingdom of this world is the kingdom of God. Earthly kingdoms remain just earthly kingdoms, and anyone who claims to be able to establish a perfect world here is the willing dupe of Satan and plays right into his hands." People often complain and say, well, what did Jesus actually bring? He didn't bring world peace or universal prosperity or a better world. What has he brought? The answer is very simple. God. He has brought God. And now we know God's face. Now we can call upon him. Now we know the path that we must take in this world. Jesus has brought God, and with God, the truth about everything we need to know. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. The mountain where Jesus faced his first temptation stands near Jericho, the world's oldest continually inhabited city, more than 10,000 years old. Before Jericho, people were hunters and gatherers, too preoccupied with survival to reflect deeply on life. But there in Jericho, this little oasis in the desert, they began to grow things. And with agriculture, they gained time to ponder life's greatest questions. Where do we come from? Where are we going? What is our purpose? What happens after death? And this led to prayer and to conversation with one another and deep friendship with God and one another. But today, we have devolved. We have returned to the relentless busyness of the hunter-gatherer, claiming we have no time to think, pray, or cultivate real relationships. This is the devil's temptation. The devil said to Jesus, basically, get busy, turn these stones into bread. The lie is that productivity matters more than presence, that busyness is virtue. But to be constantly busy is to be under Satan's yoke. Jesus shows us a different way, not grasping for the fleeting, but trusting in the Father's providence and spending time in worship and prayer and deep friendship with those around him. Will we follow the same way? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth mystery. The Gospel of Mark ends the scene of the temptation of Jesus with a striking image. Jesus was with the wild beasts, and the angels looked after him. Like Jesus, we live among wild beasts, the temptations that surround us. But also like Jesus, we are never alone. Christ, the Holy Spirit, Mary, our guardian angel, all the saints, they stand ready to help if only we ask. Yet we often make the mistake of fighting temptation alone. Even Jesus, both God and man, did not stand alone. The angels ministered to him. How much more do we need to rely on the help given us? One day in heaven, we will see that we were never alone, not even for a moment, and we will wonder why we did not turn to the help that was always there. Jesus promised to be with us until the end of time. The entire Holy Trinity dwells within our soul. Mary, our mother and queen, arrayed in battle, watches over us. Saint Joseph, the terror of demons, has been appointed by God to protect us. Our guardian angel, strong and mighty, has been entrusted with our care. We are not solitary soldiers. We belong to a great army. So when temptation strikes, don't fight alone. Turn immediately to those with you and keep calling upon them until the storm subsides. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, you know, Our Lady has asked us to do two things, to pray the rosary every day and to pray with others, to form rosary groups. So I really want to invite everyone this Lent to answer the call of Our Lady to do these two things. Now, we have some really special Lenten meditations each day with the Rosary Podcast, plus we will be praying the rosary live each night at 7 p.m. Central Time on our free app, Daily Rosary Meditations. And then, secondly, if you'd like to join a rosary group, or if you need helpful tips to start your own rosary group, or maybe the people in your life, they're just not interested in the rosary or even Jesus yet, we even have strategies to help you, and we can give you personal help. All you have to do is click Lent 2025, the link below, Lent 2025, and Nick will give you personal help to take your next right step this Lent. Well, Teresa, what struck you with this meditation?
I think testing God is always such a difficult one, because I always struggle with that line in prayer or novenas. It always feels a bit like...
What line?
Between asking for something and sort of testing him in a way of like, if you don't do this, then it's ruined. Like if you don't get exactly what you want, if things don't turn out the way that you intended... There's this...
almost like the novena failed.
Yes. And I think maybe the better way to think about it, I've been trying to work through this with novenas, is to think of it like asking a friend for something. If you get really mad, say you ask for a favor, You say, hey, can you drive me to the airport? Can you do this thing for me? And they're like, oh, I can't. And if you flipped out and you were like, we're not friends, I hate your guts. How could you do? No, you have to. Like, then you're not actually asking them. And they're not actually your friend in that sense. There's not a freedom. You just sort of want, it's almost a tyranny, a control.
Yeah, we want control over God.
And that's how I feel all yeah. the time.
This is a good point that we're looking for the right formula in prayer so that we can control God.
Mm-hmm.
But we're supposed to, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Thy, mm-hmm. not my. We don't say, thy kingdom come, my will be done.
Yeah.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. That's our attitude. We want the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
And God answers every prayer. And he always gives what is best.
Mm-hmm.
No prayer ever goes unanswered.
Yeah. I think I'm also realizing that when I think about doing the will of God, it's just as simple as it's to want God.
That's
and sometimes,
it.
Most of the times, my prayers are things that I do want more than God, and they won't lead me closer to God. Even if they're a good thing, I want the thing so badly.
Yeah, that is the fundamental problem, that we want good things of this world more than we want God. And in that situation, the best thing God can do is break us of that addiction so that we can receive him.
Mm.
God, I really need you to give me cocaine. I really need.
Okay, I didn't want to be too transparent, but yeah, that's what I've been praying for.
I mean, that's basically what our prayer's
yeah,
like.
Yeah. That's very accurate. It's so true. And I think you know you're praying with the right intention when you're a little scared. When you're like, oh, he's gonna do it, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
God answers every prayer. And he gives us what we need so that we can receive him. And it's trusting in providence that is the key.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought I needed this good thing. I asked for this good thing. I didn't get that. That means I got something I needed more. Thank you, God.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that goes for everything. God, I need to pass this test. God, I need to get this job. God, I need my child to be healed.
Yeah.
I need my spouse not to die. Whatever the prayer is, he answers with giving everyone what they need.
Yeah. But I did like that point on, if you're running this experiment, if you're testing God like this, you're never going to actually receive the answer.
Because you don't want the answer.
You're not looking for it.
Yeah, because the answer is God.
Yeah. So I definitely need to reorient my novenas, reorient my prayer.
This is what I loved so much about what Pope Benedict says when he gets really into our temptation, where we say, what did Jesus bring? What we needed. He brought God. That comes from a series, a three-volume series Jesus of Nazareth. Pope Benedict wrote 3 volumes. They're not big. I think they are the best biography, best work on Jesus in the history of the world after the Bible.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow. How long is it?
Two volumes are about 200 pages
mm-hmm.
each.
Wow.
And then there's a little one on the infancy narratives
uh-huh.
that's much shorter, maybe 100 pages.
That's very approachable.
It is, I think it is the best work to understand Jesus after the Bible in the history of the world.
Mm. Hmm.
And it's great reading for Lent. One volume is on Holy Week.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. Good timing.
So one volume is on the public ministry of Jesus. One volume is on Holy Week. Mm-hmm. And one volume is on the infancy.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some time before Holy Week. It would be really, it's powerful reading to read this during Lent leading up to and then help you really enter into Holy Week.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.